parsha. We'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up today, top of page 90, the In Tomar. So remember again, after we spent the last number of shiurim speaking about the concept of Midas Hadin. Now again, remember we're discussing the idea, not as much, even though din normally sounds like punishment, in this particular context, we're discussing din as justice, in that every action has a reaction. The Ramchal also now comes along and says, by the way, there's another midah, and that's the midas harachamim, the midah of compassion. Vim tomar, im kein, midas harachamim lama hi omedas. Now maybe you'll say, well, what good or what purpose does the midas harachamim serve? Kevan sha'al kolpanin tarach ledaktik bedina kol davar. Now there seems to be an inherent contradiction in terms. If we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with din, which means that every action has a reaction, every event has a consequence, so then where does rachamim come in? Right? Rachamim Rabbah says compassion, so compassion seems to go against the rules of din. So if the universe runs on din, natural and spiritual worlds run on din, so where does rachamim have a place? Hatshuva, vaday midas harachamim hikiyumo shel olam. The truth is, as we know, Midas HaRachamim, the divine attribute of compassion, is the cornerstone of the universe. Shelo haya omed zulasa klal uklal. Because without the Midas HaRachamim, the world would not be able to exist at all. V'apapikein, ein Midas HaDin loka. So what says Siram Chal gives an interesting answer. He says the world runs on both. Essentially, without Rachamim, the world would never exist, right? Which makes sense for reasons we'll discuss. That rachamim, meaning if the world was just, especially on the spiritual level, if the world was just direct cause and effect, if the world was just direct event and consequence, so man would not be able to survive in such a universe. On the other hand, the concept of din absolutely, so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to introduce rachamim. But rachamim by itself is not the only midah that runs the world. So essentially what Ramchal says is, the world runs based on rachamim, but din is still there. So how do you find this balance? He says, mitzad echad, midas harachamim michiyunis. On one hand, it's midas harachamim, the divine attribute of compassion that gives us life. As much, however, as rachamim is important, it does not weaken or diminish the strength of din. So he writes, Eich ze oved. So it's, again, it seems to be an inherent contradiction in terms. So remember, these are two. Din says every action, reaction, cause, effect, event, consequence. Rachamim says event, sometimes we could circumvent the consequence. Rachamim says cause, sometimes we could delay or push aside or change the effect. And yet the Ramchal is telling us that both of these midos are necessary to run the world. So if Kashtiel says, no, how does this work? He says, v'zeh lefi shuras hadin mamish. Now first of all, the Ramchal says, understand, this is what we call lefnim mishuras hadin. Lefnim mishuras hadin means this is above and beyond the realm of that which is normal. So the first thing to understand is, and I will say this is a little bit of irony. See, on one hand, we've been saying that the entire universe, both physical and material, runs based on the idea of cause and effect. What we call din. And that's true in the physical world and the spiritual world. Now we're introducing the concept of rachamim, which means that there's divine compassion, which somehow means that sometimes Ribono Shel Olam changes din and does something different. And now the Ramchal is telling us, do you know why that works? Because the truth is, the Ribono Shel Olam acts with us in a way that's called b'fnim mishuras hadin, above and beyond the letter of the law. God's interaction with us is not just based on strict din, it's beyond din. You see, he explains. He says, Rishis. He says, now what Ramchal is going to do, Rabbi Yosef, is going to say the following. As much as we've established that the world runs on din, and that there's a cause and effect, the Midas HaRachamim changes the Midas HaDin in the following ways. Number one, Rishis. Hayaroi sha'achote ye'anesh miyat, tekef lechato b'liham tanaklal. So we'll say first is, according to Din, which says that every action has a reaction, so a person after they sin should be punished immediately. That's the way din should work. You do the crime, the punishment comes immediately. Just like it is in the natural world, if I make a mistake, the repercussions for the mistake are often felt immediately. If I put my hand in the fire, I am burned immediately. Ein zman, ein shehiya. There's no delay. There's no delay. So first thing that Ramchal says is that Midas Adin would have said, as soon as I do something wrong, there's immediate punishment. Okay? As we're going to see, by the way, so what Midas HaRachamim does is delays the punishment. That's number one. Midas HaRachamim buys me time. Buys me time for what purpose? For what purpose? Tshuva. To get my act together. Okay, so first of all, it's an incredible yisod. In the natural world, because I have my hands in the fire, there's no such thing as the fire. Fuck, you know what? Maybe this guy doesn't know what he's doing. Let me give him 10 seconds before I, you know, burn his skin off. You know, let me just give him a little bit of time to try to figure out. No such thing as that. The cause and effect happens immediately. Midas HaRachamim says, let's delay. Let's delay the effect. The cause has already occurred. Let's delay the effect. Sheamus. So correct. He's talking about over here, Onesh. He's talking about Onesh. He's talking about here. Correct. Meaning, Sassi's saying good. We spoke about the collateral damage that happens to the neshama. That happens, correct, immediately upon the sin. But the Onesh, whatever the Onesh, person's Mechal Shabbos. So there's an Onesh of Skila. So the idea would be over here that now the damage done by Chol Shabbos is felt immediately. But at the end of the day, the punishment for Chol Shabbos will be delayed. Sheinis, the gamsha onesh atzmo yebecharon, af karoy lemisha mamre pi bo yisparik shemo. So what does this mean? Second thing is, according to Din, when there's a punishment, the punishment should come full force. Right? The punishment should be felt in a dramatically acute fashion. Midas HaRachamim says that what? We lessen the blow of the punishment. Lessen the blow. So meaning, even though number one says the punishment is delayed, even if it turns out that the punishment has to be administered, Midas HaRachamim scales it back a little bit. Zos Omeres, Bemeloha Otzma, Mazim Meloha Otzma, meaning the punishment is not felt in its full measure. What does this mean, full measure? Yesh Hevdel Bein, listen to this, Yesh Hevdel Bein Im Samta Es Hayad Besocha Ish, Lebein Im Asisa Fuch Meretzonu Yispa, Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, there's a difference between placing your hand in the fire and violating the word of God. What's the distinction? Now the truth is, we would have assumed that violating the word of God, by definition, is much worse than placing your hand in the fire, right? The punishment for violating the word of God should be much worse. He says, "Lazos davar shehu merida b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu hadin alav hayatzarach lios harbi yoser chamor me'asher b'yanam artzim." So ultimately, again, violating the word of God, we would have assumed would carry with it a much greater penalty than any type of infraction in the physical world. Take a look at 91. Im ta'ise b'chuke nehiga tov sacha kol ta'ise b'nehiga. So if I go ahead and I run a stop sign, right? It's okay. I violated the traffic laws. Aval en ta'isa b'mitzvos, azeh neged ritzon ha-melech, tzarech lios sham charon af, kimam repi yisbarach shemo. Suppose the novelty in point number two is that I would have thought that if in the physical world every action has a reaction, and that reaction is sometimes very significant, I would have assumed that any time I violate the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reaction would have been exceptionally intense as well. However, comes Midas HaRachamim, and Midas HaRachamim goes ahead and what? Scales down, and pulls back a little bit of the intensity of the punishment. So you will say, so you see the theme over here. The theme over here is that Midas HaDin is absolutely intact. Midas HaDin is there, and Midas HaDin governs our interactions with this world. But what we are seeing is that Rachamim has a way of scaling it down or scaling it back just a little bit. So again, number one, Midas HaRachamim scales it back, and that Midas HaRachamim says punishment is not immediate. Number two, Midas HaRachamim lessens the intensity of the punishment. And finally, number three, Shlishis, V'shol Yetikon L'Chet Klal. He says, what does this mean? That meaning, according to Midas HaDin would say there should be no tikkun for chet. In other words, according to Midas HaDin, once you do the crime, that's it. There's no more to think about it for just a moment. Meaning, a person goes ahead and, I don't know what a good example is. Let's just keep it easy. Person runs the stop sign, and the police officer is there. Right? So what happens? You're going to get a ticket. Now, okay, so here it's a little bit different, because you could appeal, perhaps, to the sensitivity of the police officer. But lamaisa, once you do the crime, there's a punishment. There's no appeal process. There's no meaning if it, once it's clear that what I've done is wrong, there's a clear punishment for that. There's a clear penalty. However, again, so that should be true in the spiritual realm as well. However, the novelty, and that's what Din would say. Din would say, once you go ahead and you commit the infraction. By definition, there's no tikkun. There's no fixing it. Comes along Midas HaRachamim, and Midas HaRachamim says, yes, there is. Let's read this paragraph. Kacha zeh be'emes b'olam hafizi. This is how it works in the physical world. B'olam hafizi, hafizi kashem odetakin. In the physical world, when you do something, after you do it, it's very difficult to fix it. Nezek shenasa nasa. When you do damage, damage is done. Afilu betos, even if damage is done accidentally. Letakin to uyos ba'olam afizi zedavar ma'od ma'od misubach. To be able to fix mistakes in the physical world is something very complicated. Shabarta mashu, if I broke something. Taschil letakin zeh. So we'll say to fix it is not simple at all. So therefore, again, ra'inu shlosha dvarim lefi adin miyad chumra then of shars tagis. We'll say so again. So this is quite amazing. So now we understand over here that essentially there are three ways in which we go ahead and in which midas harachamim tempers Midas HaDin, how the divine attribute of compassion tempers divine justice in this world. So here they are. Number one, Miyad, that according to Din, when I commit a mistake, so justice, punishment should be immediate. Rachamim delays it, buying me the opportunity to try to fix my transgression. Number two, Chumrah, Din would say when I make a mistake, the punishment should be intense. But yet, Rachamim comes along and lessens the intensity. And number three, Din would say, once you commit a mistake, there's no fixing it. And Rachamim says, yes, there is. There's a concept of tshuva. Hine be'emes, eich yitakin la'adma shar ives v'chait kvar na'asa. How could a person fix that which he already did and the sin was already committed? Person kills someone, a person commits adultery. How could a person ever fix something like this? After the hachios meisim, if you kill someone, can you bring back the dead? So what does it mean I could reverse what I did? What does it mean I could change? So we'll say, out of all three of these things that Rachamim is able to accomplish, the third is the most dramatic. The idea that Rachamim says that even after I've done something, I can change it. I can change it. I can reverse it. Is something that is absolutely dramatically amazing. So therefore, again, that's aspect number three of how Midas HaRachamim changes Midas HaDin. Abosei, we'll stop over here, and in Emir Tashim, we're going to spend a little bit of time speaking about the dynamic of tshuva. All right.